time tells everything. It appears the River State government is finally woken up to its responsibility and has hearkened to the voice of reason and the voice of the people and is acting on this matter. What are the true motivations of the River State government? I may not be able to give an answer to that, but time will give answers to that, definitely. Because it's not possible that these illegal activities are ongoing only in the Ikwerre local government area, or only in Emohua and Ikwerre local government area, or possibly even Obiakpa for that matter. It's not possible. It's going on in other LGAs, and as many persons have pointed out, in Okrikan as well. So, time will tell. What's going to come out of the activities of the state government as far as these other local government areas that have been identified as the hub of these illegal refining activities, and persons or individuals who are alleged to be prominent and also prominently involved in these activities. Time will tell. Also, the coal fire business itself is not one that is hidden per se. Yes, the actual sites may be hidden from sight, even though they are also known. I mean, there's nothing that's truly hidden as far as these activities are concerned. But the effect of the activities is one that's very obvious also. The smoke will come out. And there is no smoke, they say, without fire. And the soot will be there. So, if the actions of the state government are sincere to end it, the results will be obvious for all to see. And if the efforts are not sincere, the results will also be obvious and will be there for all to see also. Like I said, time definitely will tell. But we'll keep an eye on the situation. We'll keep the conversation going as well. And we'll keep querying government as regards this. But one thing I'd like to bring out is this. Whatever the motivations of government, whatever the motivations are, whether or not the River State government is sincere with this, one thing is certain. The actions of people, the consistency in calling out government, and the cry of the people consistently over the months, over weeks, over months, over years, not tiring, and talking about this, definitely has led to where we are right now. Something's happening, whether or not the intentions are genuine. I feel certain that if the people had gotten tired over time and figured, oh, well, we've been asking for this over time, government has done nothing, government will not do anything, we may not be at the point that we are right now. But here we are. Something's happening. Something is happening. Maybe even some effect of it is being felt right now. Possibly so. But all of that is happening because the citizens have remained consistent and adamant in demanding that government does something and put an end to this. And if there's one thing that I think that there's one victory we can claim from this, if there's only one victory we can claim from this, we can claim that one. It does show that when the people are persistent and consistent in demanding accountability of government, something will give someday. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Something will give. And even if the River State government were not sincere about this, and I'm not saying they're not sincere, I'm saying even if that were the case, that government were not sincere about this, something has been kick-started. That process can be followed through. The right questions must still be asked, like people are asking right now, and we must keep an eye on the situation until definitively the proper things are done and for the right motives as well.